Welcome to your morning show on demand podcast. We appreciate you listening and texting. I want to shout out Robert and Culpepper who texted, "I typically don't agree with John." Well, first of all, that's a bad sign right there. But I actually kind of agree. He was not intentionally putting Eric on blast yesterday. I agree with that too. I was intentional. I was asking merely if he was going to bring somebody to Christmas. I think that's a fair ask. 99338 to text us whenever you hear this. Today's show got asking for a friend involving bringing somebody to Thanksgiving. Who we met on Tinder. Also, a second date update. We talk about, I guess, hiding you have a kid, which was huge. And then the biggest thing today, teacher secrets. The secrets that teachers have and what's so going on inside schools. Wild. Your morning show on demand. Let's go.
Your morning show. Podcast.
Happy What's Good Wednesday. Welcome to the show. Today we celebrate everything you're excited about. Things you're pumped about. Things going well in your life. 99338 is the number text. You can also call 877-995-4681. Coming right out of the gate to Odenton we go. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
What's good for your Wednesday, man?
I'm actually in my final training days for my first ever 50-mile ultra training run this weekend.
Dang, wait, that's amazing.
50 miles? That's like a double marathon almost.
Oof.
Yes.
Okay, so why did we decide to do a 50-miler?
Why not?
No, I mean, what's a better reason? Right. Wow, that's dedication, though.
So if it's final days, and so today's Wednesday, the run is Saturday, so are we just like tapering the next couple of days, or what's the actual training now?
I have one more taper day tomorrow, and then the run on Saturday.
And do we have a playlist? Can we have music for this, or is it solely just a mental thing?
Just a mental thing, no music.
Okay, that's wild. And
you are a warrior. I need music.
Brave. What is our goal, like, time?
To finish within the allotted time, which is 13 hours, but hopefully somewhere between 11 and 12 hours.
Have we done this before?
I haven't gone 50 miles. I've gone up to 32 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What's our post-race, like, meal?
I'm hopefully buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, I think you could have a whole buffalo worth of chicken dip, I feel like, after running 50 miles. Well, dude, will you call us next week and let us know how it goes?
I will do.
I'm going to put you on hold 1 second. We're going to send you a coffee as well. 50 miles without music, without anything else. Just running.
Yeah. You can't even do 1 mile.
That is props to him. Let me go to Germantown. We go. Sierra, good morning.
Hi.
What's good for your Wednesday?
I just got a full ride teaching scholarship for the rest of school.
Oh, that's so amazing. Exciting.
Congratulations.
Oh, my. So what's the next step?
So I'm in my junior year, so I only have next year and then my fifth year for a master's, and then I'm a teacher after that.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Are we going to celebrate, or are we just going to, how are we going to celebrate this whole thing?
I think I'm just celebrating within itself after many years of trying to pay for stuff. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The cool thing is, like, this celebration will be seen years down the line when your student loans aren't what they should be because you got the scholarship.
Yeah, exactly that.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, Sierra, congratulations. Can I put you on hold and send you a coffee and my man shirt?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, 1 second. Riley, what's good for your Wednesday?
Well, I get to go work out again today, and I'm excited because I get to put a little bit more weight on my shoulder since I've been rehabbing it with the dry needling, so that's a win for me because I was really frustrated. I was like, okay, I worked so hard to get all this muscle and get all this strength, and then I had to take it back a few steps, but I'm glad that now that I rehabbed it for a few weeks and actually was a good patient and let it rest, that I can start the ascend back up to my idea of normal.
Go back in slow and bring her back up to the full speed.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Rose, it's good for your Wednesday.
Well, yesterday I got to hang out with my mom, and then my brother kind of surprised us as well. He was in the area and called me and was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Because whenever he's around, he like stops by. And I was like, "Mom's here, come over." And then we went and got lunch, so it was really fun. And then later today, I get to see baby Rosebud. So
with the alien ultrasound thing.
Ultrasound. Yeah, she's been kicking my ribs a lot lately, so I'm just excited to see her face. It'll be fun.
When they look like clay, by the time I have kids, it'll be FaceTime. It'll be basically a FaceTime.
Much, and, yeah.
Like a camera right up there.
With captions, and it'll be Bluetooth, I think.
I'm hoping that she cooperates, because she doesn't really love the camera, like, getting in her face sometimes, because they can switch over over to the 4D. So we've only gotten like a few decent pictures of her face. So I'm hoping today she'll let us get a look.
That's awesome. My What's Good Wednesday, I gotta give like a shout to our emergency like 911 operators, because I had to call out this morning because I saw somebody swerve on the road. Everything seemed fine, but I still was like, it's probably best just to call.
Yeah.
And God bless the woman that answered the phone in MoCo, because she's asking where I am, and I'm like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I know I'm heading towards DC. I know that there's the skydiving thing on my right side in Rio, or my left side, Rio's on my right side. I couldn't tell you. Whenever it comes to like asking, if somebody asks you where you are, like, I don't even know. I was hoping you know that.
Because Walmart on the corner, anxious. Right,
yeah,
there.
That's like, what I was. I was like, I'm by this exit, and if you are an emergency operator, it's got to be the most frustrating thing.
Oh,
it's like,
sure.
Nobody knows where
there's
we are
anymore.
There's
markers around.
Yeah.
That's the only way I, like, know.
And I was just like, I'm so sorry that I have no idea what's going on. I know I'm going this. I'm heading to work. Does that help? I'm leaving my house, heading to work.
Can't tell you if it's east, west, north, or south.
No idea. But a huge respect to our emergency operators who are working. And then tryouts stay Tuesday. So another day of hockey trials. COVID test Wednesday is back.
Woo!
Exciting. So I could do all of those things. Let me go to Alexandria. Renee, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. What's good for your Wednesday?
Man, so it's kind of crazy. So I've been kind of overweight my, you know, entire life, or at least after college. And so I finally decided to start my fitness journey, and for the first time got to see my six-pack. I got shredded for a photo shoot.
Dude, that's awesome. Nice. That's really awesome.
So the six pack is what makes me go woo, because it's all amazing. But I think that's like one of the hardest muscles, at least for me, to get to see like movement in. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, first time in front of a camera like that.
Yeah.
You know, first time I had to learn how to crunch and squeeze my abs and blow the air out. It was
a workout in itself, isn't it?
Holy crap. I thought I was going to pass out during the photographer is like, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. I'm like, jeez.
I am squeezing. Mm-hmm. Renee, what would you say to somebody who is where you were before you started your fitness journey, who's thinking about making the change but is scared or not knowing where to start?
Don't crash diet. You got to slowly start decreasing your calories, and you should enjoy the foods that you're eating so it doesn't feel like a diet.
100%. You got to do baby steps, because the crash stuff wasn't sustainable.
Yep. And I've done all of those, you know, all the crazy stuff, the juices, and just big calorie deficits. It's not sustainable. So just slow little things at a time. And I'm a big sugar fan. I love cookies and brownies and all that fun
stuff.
Hell yeah. Well, dude, congrats. Can I put you on hold and get you a coffee?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on 1 second, man. Congrats. Thank you for listening. If you have a What's Good Wednesday, 9933 over text. Riley's got three things you need to know next. There's a whole bunch of mass changes in the area. We'll get to it. Hang on. I'm excited for this. We didn't get a chance to ask him for a friend yesterday. Things kind of went off the rails with the time of the Christmas party. And speaking of which, hello, Eric. How are you, sir?
Great.
So we're going to do it in like an hour from now. She wants to know if she can bring a Tinder date to Thanksgiving to meet her family. Do it around like 7:15. If you can't be here live, check the podcast. Search your morning show on demand.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
For your What's Good Wednesday, three things you need to know. Riley, what you got?
So the FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shot for all adults within the next coming days, possibly as soon as tomorrow. So it's currently authorized for certain age groups, including 65 and up and people that are at high risk. Meanwhile, Pfizer wants the FDA to give emergency U.S. authorization to its pill that's designed to fight COVID-19. And the Biden administration is getting ready to purchase 10 million courses of the new pill. So Gabby Petito's family members are starting a foundation in her honor. Her mother, father, and stepmother are launching the Gabby Petito Foundation. So the idea is to give aid to organizations that support local missing persons, while also helping organizations that assist in domestic violence victim cases. So Montgomery County is reinstating the indoor mask mandate on Saturday, starting 12:01 a.m. Saturday morning. Montgomery County Council decided the mask mandate would return after 7 days of what the CDC defines as substantial transmission of COVID-19. Meanwhile, in D.C., the indoor mask mandate is going to be lifted next Monday. According to the D.C. Health Administration, almost 80% of D.C. residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. So, step forward and then a little step back.
I just need somebody to explain if it's that dire, why are we waiting until Saturday?
At 12:01 a.m.
Like that, I mean.
Don't know. Yeah.
Not a scientist, just a concerned citizen asking questions.
Yes. Coming up next hour in 3 things, Instagram is testing a take a break feature that I actually like. I'll give you the details coming up.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
Anyway, what's good Wednesday? It's about what's good Wednesday. It's about, so, I mean, I just have questions. I wish we had Oz on today. We'll talk to him next week about it. If you have a what's good Wednesday, it's 99338 to text. She will be at our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Doja Cat Sunday Morning Show. Want to shout out to Eric over text, 99338. Woke up before 5 a.m., hit the gym, and ready for a 10-hour workday. That is good for you, man. That's like one of the hardest things to work on in the morning is like that first step in the gym. And it was cold this morning.
It was
like 35 degrees out. The dogs looked at me like, do we have to go outside? I'm like, yes, you have to go outside. You can continue the West Coast Wednesdays over text, 99338. Everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report coming. What you got for us?
This blew my mind. Jim apparently almost cheated on Pam on The Office.
Shut the front door. Yeah, hang the heck on. About an hour from now, we're going to get you in our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One. December 14th, Capital One Arena. We're going to see the Jonas Brothers, AJR, Tate McRae, Bozzy, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat. More tickets start just $40. You want to buy them? It's like less than $4 per act. YMSradio.com. In the meantime, everything celebs, music, TV, and more. Rose has the entertainment report. What you got for us?
Well, a few weeks ago, Quentin Tarantino announced that he was going to be auctioning off some Pulp Fiction NFTs. And it sounded like a really cool deal. But Miramax is now suing Quentin Tarantino over the NFTs in the court documents. Apparently, they were left in the dark about this auction. And when they did find out, they sent Quentin a cease and desist letter. But he went ahead with it anyways and started promoting the auction on social media. So they say they have no choice but to drag him to court. The studio claims that they have rights to pretty much everything media related involving Pulp Fiction, including the NFTs. So keep you updated on that. So we told you that there's a documentary about Janet Jackson's infamous wardrobe malfunction that's going to be dropping on Friday on FX and Hulu. And now they released a trailer for it. And it looks like it's going to be good. It takes a deep dive into how that night played forever. And it just changed Janet's career and more. And there's going to be unique footage and interviews. It looks like it's going to be good. The second trailer has dropped for Spider-Man No Way Home. And I'm so excited. You have to go watch it. Hoodie put it up for you, YMSradio.com. So that premieres December 17th. And then apparently Jim Halpert was going to cheat on Pam.
No, she was going to.
In The Office.
This
is according, this is according to a new book, Welcome to Dunder Mifflin, The Ultimate Oral History of The Office. Now, the series creator really, I guess they wanted to test the character's marriage. So it would have happened during season 8, and it was when Jim goes on a Florida business trip, and the receptionist tries to seduce him.
Yeah,
we all remember that scene, and he's like, no, Pam was out on maternity leave at the time. Yeah. John Krasinski is the reason it didn't happen.
Good.
He's that's the only, he put his foot down and he's like, there's no way. I'm not going to shoot this. And thank goodness, because honestly, that would have changed.
It ruined it.
It would have ruined it, and it would have changed The Office, I feel for everybody. Everybody's feelings would have been
I mean, I understand, because Pam was getting a little annoying in the last couple of seasons.
Hey.
With the sound guy and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, Pam was definitely a little annoying. But I found that so interesting. I was like, I cannot believe that they even thought about doing that. Jim is such a great character. If you're looking for something to watch, The Masked Singer's on Fox, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD are on NBC. But let's be real. Everyone's going to be watching Tiger King 2.
Yes.
Because that comes out today on Netflix. Also trending Red Notice, Love Hard, and Narcos Mexico.
Do we know Tiger King, how many episodes it is? Or just it's 5, Hoodie says? Okay, Hoodie says it's 5.
Okay,
so there we go.
Episodes.
Excited to watch. Hopefully new music from Joe Exotic.
Because that's what the world needs right now.
Tiger wasn't enough for you.
Tiger saw me. Everything you need entertainment-wise up, YMSradio.com. For your podcast, there's new Really Riley out.
Yeah, so I'm starting something new, a small business spotlight. And for my first up in the queue, I interviewed the Scrub Bar of Maryland's creator. And her business model and why she started was literally sheer stubbornness. I love it.
Check it. Go to YMSradio.com. Got morons on the way in a second. Your most trending song right now is Jingle Ball. artist Doja Cat. Very excited to get to asking for a friend in like 30 minutes. We had to move her yesterday because things got off the rails quickly, as they sometimes do on this show. But she has somebody she met on Tinder, and which is fine, but I think it's only because they met recently that she wants to know if she can bring to Thanksgiving or if she'll be judged for it. So we'll talk to her on like 7:15. If you've been through a similar spot, would love your feedback. If you can't be by radio, you can listen live on the iHeart app or search for the podcast when you search Your Morning Show. To Charlotte we go on this What's Good Wednesday. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for listening on the iHeart app. What's good for your Wednesday?
So I finally took the plunge to become a travel nurse, and I start this Sunday on the unit, and I'm super excited.
Oh my God, I'm excited for you. My sister-in-law does that, and A, God bless you, and B, you're going to be very well off with money. Like, you guys get paid well.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of the reason why I did it. I mean, just to, like, pay off debt and not have to worry about that, but also, like, to just build on my skills and experience. Because literally all the travel nurses I've met, like, throughout my career, I mean, of course, they, like, try to convince me to do it. But, I mean, they were just telling me how much that they've learned along the way. So I'm super excited about that.
Props to you, man.
Do we know where the first gig is this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to Chapel Hill.
Nice.
And I'll be doing labor and delivery there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice. Very excited. Are we nervous?
Yeah.
We feel like, are we off then, like, these next couple of days? It's, like, gearing up for it? Or are we still at the other gig?
I mean, like, I'm mentally preparing.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. Like, my biggest fear is that I'm going to show up there and they're going to be like, who is this girl? And they're going to be shunning me because I've read horror stories about that.
No, Natalie, we're sending you the best vibes possible. Everything's going to work out perfectly. And thank you for being a nurse and for listening on the app, too. Can I put you on hold and get you a coffee?
Sure, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. And congrats, too. That's awesome. If you have a What's Good Wednesday, 99338 to text that in. On the complete flip, morons on the way next. Mine involves a pro sports community buying this. Riley, your story involves what?
A lady making her ex get her name tattooed on her.
All right, Rose, your story involves what?
A bar fight with someone biting off someone's ear.
Nice. Got morons next on your morning show. Okay, hold on. I got to get to these real quick. Let me say, Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
What's good for your Wednesday, Hannah?
I'm a special education elementary teacher.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And for the very first time, I'm actually using my personal days. And
yes,
I'm taking vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yes. I'm actually taking a vacation, and tomorrow I go to Punta Cana for 5 days.
Oh,
yes. Ooh, girl, get your tan on.
You ever been there, Hannah?
I have not. And
okay.
It's supposed to be like a brand new resort, and I am going to sit my butt in a chair with a beverage.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to read. My phone is going to be off.
Yes.
And girl, it is all about me for the next 5 days.
Girl, as it should be.
I am so happy to hear you say
and
that.
And I'm going
to
give you, I went there like 2 years ago, Hannah, and when you fly back, if you get the airport hella early, they do have like a lounge that has a pool that overlooks like the, or at least they used to, look at the planes. And I remember it being like $30. And like it had like free food and drinks.
Damn. Have it.
Okay. Yeah.
Still have it, and I already signed up for it.
Yes.
And
it's fantastic.
Riley has given me the courage to finally take care of myself. I am first. I love my job. I love my kids. I'm going to cry every time I talk about them.
Oh.
But you know what? I need to take care of myself because if I don't, then I can't take care of my kids.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ma'am. That makes me so happy to hear you say that.
Yes, so the next 5 days, I mean, I have a spa day set up.
Yes, girl.
I'm literally doing it.
So Hannah, oh, my God. I'm so happy and proud for you, babe.
Have the best trip.
Thank you.
Please send us photos, okay?
Yes, I definitely will.
Get that tan, girl. We appreciate you listening. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
You,
bye. That is so awesome.
Wow.
Let me go to Sykesville. Morgan, good morning.
Good morning.
Big day for you as well.
Yes, last week I failed my 1 hour glucose test, and I was so torn, I was beating myself up, but then this week I passed my 3 hour glucose test.
You can't beat yourself up
deal.
Over that, though.
How are we going to celebrate?
A peppermint milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the way to do
it. Girl.
One, what? Get two. Get one, put in the freezer for later. Like, really, really do it up, Morgan.
That's so smart. I might have to do that.
Morgan, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. You
Bye. If you have a What's Good Wednesday 9933 ever text, let me do Asking for a Friend next. Can you bring a Tinder date to Thanksgiving? Hang on. By the way, Lil Nas X posted this. He's going to be on Maury today. I can't tell if it's like for promotion or if it's an actual thing. He's so good at marketing, you can't tell what's real and what's for promotion. But he allegedly is going to be on Maury today, at least according to his Instagram. So we'll have to get the update on that tomorrow.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Okay, what's good Wednesday? Three things you need to know. Riley, what you got first?
The city of Kenosha, Wisconsin is on edge as the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial deliberates. So the jury started deliberating yesterday morning and have asked for extra copies of the jury instructions. Prosecutors are claiming he provoked the shootings or could have run away, while the defense is saying he was justified in the shooting. The state has 500 National Guard troops standing by in case the verdict sparks unrest. And Instagram is testing a take a break feature that's going to prevent addiction to the app, or at least that's the idea. The opt-in control feature enables you to receive break reminders in app after a duration of your choosing, either 10, 20, or 30 minutes. So the new feature is hopefully going to launch in December. Like, that almost scares me how many times I'm probably going to get that alert if I set that up.
It's going to avoid that negativity.
Yeah. And Montgomery County is reinstating the indoor mask mandate on Saturday starting at 12:01 a.m. So Montgomery County Council decided the mask mandate would return after 7 days of what the CDC defines as substantial transmission of COVID-19. Meanwhile, the D.C. indoor mask mandate will be lifted next Monday because, according to the D.C. Health Department, almost 80% of D.C. residents have been received at least one dose of the vaccine. So a little move forward and a little move back.
The mask rules here is as confusing as parking signs in D.C. I don't know where. I thought MoCo is one of the highest vaccinated counties in the country, so I don't know.
Coming up next hour in three things, be prepared. You might not be able to find a Christmas tree this year. Details coming up.
On that note, I have no idea where mine is, so that's kind of perfect.
How do you lose a Christmas tree?
Because I don't even think I put it up last year.
You did too? I was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had it up. Then I have no idea where it is.
That's a good knowing you, because you get so busy, it'd probably be sitting there still in your living room and you wouldn't notice it. Because I haven't been over there since then, so I don't know.
Fair.
It was up for a while. I don't think it's still up, but you're not the one to take down your decorations.
It might be in my podcast studio.
Sauce probably knows where it is if she's the one that took it down.
Huh. Well, I never set it up myself, so for the Christmas party, it might be a little bit out of order, but it's going to be like the Charlie Brown tree. It's all about the love. But anyway, thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
Asking for a friend next on the show. Obviously, Thanksgiving's next week. This one's kind of time sensitive. We had the mover today because yesterday the show got off the rails like hella quick. When can you bring somebody from a dating app to Thanksgiving dinner? First, Justin Bieber and Ghost on your morning show. A lot of times in life, you're going through something, but you can't ask the people in your life because you don't want them to judge you or try to sway you the other way. That's why we do Asking for a Friend on your morning show, because I promise you somebody listening has been through the exact same thing. If it's you, you can text 99338. Fake name Becky, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. Yeah, you're asking for a friend. It's interesting. Also, very time sensitive. It involves your family and Thanksgiving.
Yes. So I was trying to figure out if I should bring this guy that I've met on Tinder to Thanksgiving or not. We've been basically hooking up for about 2 months now. And at least if I bring him, then my family will maybe leave me alone for a little bit, because I've been single for a long time.
Okay.
But also, I mean, he's not like the one.
Yeah.
But like, do I really want to subject myself to the torture of hearing his name for the next 3 months if nothing happens after the holidays?
Well, let me ask you this, too. Do you think that he is a good enough personality where he can like survive the family? And not that your family's bad, but I think that like, you know your family well, you know your family dynamic. Does this Tinder guy, will he be able to, keep up, so to speak?
Maybe. He's met a couple of my friends and that, went well. But I think he would be okay.
Here's the other question, too, fake name Becky. If we take him to Thanksgiving, are we all sorry that means we're going from beyond hookup, like hookup to something more serious?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying, though? Because that to me is like, if you bring up going Thanksgiving, he's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, he's leaving his family to hang out with yours. I think then we've taken a step up.
Well, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, let me do this, Fake Name Becky. I'm going to put you on hold, and if somebody is listening in the same spot or going through the same thing of bringing somebody to Thanksgiving just to kind of alleviate the family questions, 877-995-4681 or text 99338. We'll get some answers for you, okay?
Thank you.
It's asking for a friend on your morning show. Asking for a friend on your morning show. We had just talked to a Fake Name Becky. If you have advice or you've been in a similar spot, 877-995-4681 to call. 9933 text before I go to the phones. Riley, do you have anything for her?
I just would say, like, go forth and be careful kind of in a situation like that. Like,
in what sense?
Just be careful with yourself, your ideas, your emotions, all that stuff, because that sounds like a funky situation to be in.
I mean, yeah, bringing somebody to Thanksgiving on Tinder could be like
that. I mean, because if you keep going with that, then they're going to be picking apart your relationships going forward, because it's fine if you want to bring somebody, I guess, but if it's like a Tinder situation, they're going to be saying later like, oh, well, you're just bringing anybody to the party, or what if it works out? Then they might make fun of you later for Tinder.
I mean, I think the stigma of Tinder, I think that's kind of like...
Maybe it is dissipating. I just think bringing somebody to a first time, like, family situation that's from that capacity, like, you're just opening the door for a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Rose, how about you?
I think you and this Tinder date would have to be on the same page. Like, if you're specifically doing it so your family can get off your back because you've been single for a while, you have to let that person know, like, hey, like, maybe this isn't something serious, but, like, I don't want my family on my back if your family is on your back. Like, kind of make a deal. But if you actually want it to be a relationship, then you also have to, like, have that conversation with the person you're going with. It just depends on, like, how serious you want to take it, I guess.
Well, I think the thing I brought up too, it's like you gotta if somebody asked me that somebody's hooking up with asked me to go to Thanksgiving, I'm gonna assume we're taking the next step, because like unless like for me, like my family's not here, it's a little bit different. But like if I was missing my own family to be with yours, and I'm gonna be honest, your family's gonna love me. They just are. Like love me.
It's true.
If there's
small children
there, like it's over, fam.
Yeah.
The dog, we be friends. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Let me go to Kristen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were in the same spot a little bit ago.
Yes. And it was about Thanksgiving also. Mm. We were dating for 2 months. We also met online. And the whole question came up about Thanksgiving, and I've been single for a very long time before, 3 years, so I'm very independent and single mom, so also cautious with that, but
I hear you.
Yeah, I brought the whole thing up, and he, like, all of a sudden wanted to marry me, like, ooh, talking marriage, talking moving in, and it's just like, it's
that's
a big
lot.
Thing, like, you're taking it to a holiday, like, and it was way too much, and needless to say, I'm back single again, but it was just... you got to watch that.
Totally.
But good for you, Kristen, though, for protecting your heart and doing what's best for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Kristen, it wasn't easy, but at the same time, I got to look out for my son first.
Absolutely.
I hear 100%. You, man.
Kristen, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. You guys, too. My man.
Let me go to a Sterling VA. Christina, good morning.
Hi.
Your thoughts with asking for a friend?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Especially if she knows that he's not the one. I know personally, my dad still brings up exes from years ago that he talks about. Yeah, no, it's very annoying. But if he is not the one, go to Thanksgiving solo, straighten your crown, be a queen.
Yes.
If your family starts to bug you about it, tell them, I'm single, I'm happy, that's it, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Up to your family, like, it's okay to do so, you know?
Or just lie and say he's studying, like, you know, witchcraft and wisdom he's over in England.
Right.
He's right, University of Hogwarts, and it's very exciting, and he's playing Quidditch. That's what I would do. Do you know what I'm saying? Because odds are maybe grandma and grandpa, they're not going to know what Harry Potter is. I'm just going to throw it out there. Christina, thank you for calling. Wait, can I ask a question, Christina? Are you single now, or are you in a relationship?
Nope, I am single, and I am happy.
No, that bush is great.
I love hearing that, though.
But how often does dad bring up exes?
Oh, God. I don't know why he does it, but it's just like randomly, like once a month at least.
Oh,
and it's
come
just
on, Pops.
From like
that's
4 or 5 years ago. But like,
he'll just be like, you want to know who else like beer? Chris like beer. Like kind of like that. Like that's how he'll bring it up?
No, he'll just be like, so have you heard about so-and-so?
Dad.
Why would I hear about so-and-so?
Look at Dad.
Because you brought him up.
Dad just being involved. Christina, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
He didn't even like them.
Oh, well, there's either.
Okay, time to get it together.
Man.
So funny.
Christina, have a great day. Thank you so much for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye. You can continue over text 99338. Rose has the entertainment part coming up next. What you got?
Speaking of Harry Potter, there's going to be a Harry Potter movie reunion.
Hell yeah. Plus, we get you into Jingle Ball with Teach Your Secrets. Hang on. Very excited for the next few minutes. If you're a teacher and you want to go to Jingle Ball, what is your confession? What is your secret? You can start texting 99338. The best teacher confession will see Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat and Sweetie and Jonas Brothers. Jingle Ball is on a Tuesday, which means Wednesday in your classroom probably be video day. Probably bring in the video card
and throw that on. Days.
Watch some Bill Nye, maybe Schoolhouse Rock, whatever it is. Guy. Yes, yeah. Got that
Finding
for
Nemo.
You.
Oh,
all the
movie.
Good stuff. We'll make it Pixar Wednesday in the classroom. First up, the entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
So Louis Tomlinson just earned the Guinness World Record for the most tickets sold for a live stream concert for a solo male artist. Now, he earned it for the Live from London concert that he did last year, which drew a total of 160,000 viewers. Now, the event raised more than $1 million for 4 charities, which is very awesome. So the Kid Laroi is taking a little bit of a break. He announced on social media in a letter to his fans that he's going on a hiatus so he can concentrate on making his full-length debut album. He explained that, like, after a recent vacation, quote, I made the decision that I need to take some time away from everything and focus on the next project. So he's like, I'm going to miss you all beyond words, but I do believe that this is what needs to be done, like, to get the best music possible. So he says he will be back soon, he promises, but very excited for that. Like, his debut album, that's a good reason to take a little hiatus. Like, focus on that. So the cast of Harry Potter is reuniting to celebrate the 20th anniversary. Let me say that again. The 20th anniversary of the first movie. I know. It's for an upcoming HBO Max special, Return to Hogwarts. So it's going to dive into the making of the film with in-depth interviews and conversations with the cast. So obviously Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson will be making an appearance, as well as like other alum from Hogwarts. Helena Bonham Carter, Tom Felton, and more will be joining the reunion. There's going to be an exclusive preview for this special that's going to air during their Harry Potter Hogwarts Tournament of Houses on November 28th. But the special will take place on HBO Max on New Year's Day, so January 1st, 2022. Hoodie put up the information for us, ymsradio.com. And Pete Davidson revealed that his dating deal breaker is being rude to the wait staff. That guarantees you will not get a second date. He also doesn't like it when people go out of their way to get the waiter's attention. Like, instead, just, like, wait for them to get near or, like, closer to you before you say, like, excuse me, instead of, like, flagging them down from across the restaurant. Like, they're going to come back over to your table. He also revealed, and I don't know how much I believe this, but he says he doesn't know how to boil water, like, for ramen noodles.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
He says that he uses the hot water from his coffee maker. Like, he goes up to his Keurig and gets the hot water from that to make his, like, cup of noodles. And I'm like, what?
Did he mention our friendship at all? Or?
Is that real? He did not.
Okay, that's fine.
But, you know, he's very protective of his relationships.
That
obviously.
Is true. That's a good way of putting it. He helped write most of the jokes for the first tour. So, fun fact for that.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something to watch, The Masked Singer's on Fox. Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD are on NBC. But let's be real. There's only one thing everyone's going to watch today, and that's Tiger King 2.
Come on.
Premiering
now.
On Netflix. There are 5 episodes. Who knows? We might watch them all 5 in one day.
Probably. Perhaps there'll be some more hits in there, too.
Come if there's on now, not, dog. Then it's a waste.
Just saying. I still, the fact that dude tried to pass this off as his singing.
This is my song right now.
No, I don't think it is.
No. Also trending, Red Notice, Love Hard, and Narcos, Mexico.
Word. Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
If you need a podcast to listen to, there's new Really Riley out today.
Doing something a little new. I'm doing a small business spotlight. And you guys remember the beautiful gifts I gave for my bridesmaids that were like bath bombs and lip scrubs? Yeah. Well, they come from this company, the Scrub Bar of Maryland. I sat down with their owner, and her insight on how to start a business is amazing.
Check it, ymsradio.com. The texts coming in are wild. If you're a teacher and you need a night out, you want to go to Jingle Ball, what is your secret? What is your confession? We will change your name and change your voice. Nobody's going to know it's you. You call in. The best one wins tickets to the show. 877-995-4681 or text 99338. Getting you into Jingle Ball if you're a teacher and you have a secret on your morning show. It was requested, so we're going to do it. Teacher confessions to get you into our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. If you are a teacher, what secret, what confession do you have or do you know? We'll change your name. We'll change your voice. Nobody's going to know it's you. 877-995-4681 to call. 9933 is text. Call you back from a Maryland number. Fake name, Clarissa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing lovely, thank you. So you have been, what level do you teach, first of all?
I teach fourth grade.
And thank you for being a teacher, obviously. Appreciate that. How long have you been a teacher for?
Not too long. 10 years. I mean, that's,
okay.
You know,
so you must have, you must have a lot of things. So let's go, like, the most recent thing, and especially fourth grade, so that's, like, I don't know, like, 10, 11-year-olds. What's, like, mm-hmm. what have they told you? Like, what's one thing a kid has said to you?
So, I have a pretty good idea of which family is into, like, 50 Shades of Grey-ish stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay, how do we know that?
Well, you know, kids have huge mouths.
Yes.
This one kid was talking to me, and he said, yeah, his family, you know, we're talking about playing games. He said, oh, yeah, his mom and dad plays games. You know, he walked in on them last night, and they were startled and told him that it's okay they were playing cops and robbers.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. And, you know, hey, you know, everybody needs it now and then. So then, like, mm-hmm. when you have, like, in-person, I guess even virtual, like, teacher conferences, you know more about these families than they even realize.
Oh, boy. Absolutely.
Well, fake name Clarissa, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for being a teacher, too. I want to put you on hold. We're going to send you some coffee, okay?
Oh, thanks.
She is in the running for Jingle Ball tickets. If you're a teacher, you want to go to Jingle Ball. You want to see Megan Thee Stallion, Jonas Brothers, and so on. What is your teacher confession? What is your teacher secret? We can change your name. We can change your voice. 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. It's your morning show. Listen, I, you know, as I become a somewhat adult, I've realized teachers' lives were far more interesting than I thought they were when I was a kid.
Oh, totally.
And as I see the calls coming in for this, the level of excitement I have is through the roof. Can you hear it? Can you hear the smile?
I can't.
John's
hear that
little
smile.
Secret teacher edition. If you're a teacher, you have a secret, you have a confession, you call 877-995-4681 or you text 99338. The best one, you go to Jingle Ball. We can change name, we can change voice, like somebody texted in. My fake name is Jess. I teach undergraduates. My confession is that yesterday I took my students to get ice cream instead of teaching them. I was supposed to because I was tired, which I think one of the
ones. Great lessons about simple pleasures and self-care.
Absolutely. Let me go to fake name Cassidy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You teach what level?
I teach third grade.
Okay. We thank you for that. And your teacher confession is what?
My third grader exposed his mom's affair.
And how did he do that?
He came in one morning and he told me he found mom's pregnancy test.
He found mom's pregnancy test. Wait.
For the money.
Wait. So he found pregnancy test and what happened?
He brought it to dad after finding it. Mom wasn't home. Dad had no idea it's not looking like it's his.
And have you seen mom since?
No, but we have conferences this week, so who knows?
Exciting. Exciting. Okay, and Fake Name Cassidy, you can say, hey, I heard the funniest thing on the radio today. May I push you in whole, Fake Name Cassidy?
Yes.
Hold on one second.
Yes.
In the running, let me go to fake name Eunice. Good morning.
Morning.
You teach what level?
Kindergarten.
Okay, and your teacher confession is what?
I had a student come up to me like, oh, mommy and daddy are fighting. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then he came the next day. He's like, oh, mommy and daddy are getting a divorce. I was like, oh, I'm so, so sorry. And then the next day, the dad comes and asks me out on a date.
Now, in like fake name Eunice,
shady boots.
How long have you been teaching for?
5 years.
I imagine like this probably happens more often than not, right?
It happens all the time. I'm like, can you not? That is not professional. I do not want to date you. I'm teaching your kids.
Totally. Yeah. And you just got a divorce. Yeah. So what kind of emotional baggage are you bringing to my door, sir?
The divorce wasn't even finalized yet. I was like, ew, no, I'm not getting in that.
Well, especially.
No.
Like, okay. Yeah, famous. Let's be honest, too. If the cane was a pain in the butt, too, for sure. Be like, go on, know what? Kid learned it from somewhere. It's going to go out there. Fake name Eunice, hold on 1 second. You were in the running. Oh, my. There's so many. Wait, there's fake name so Lucy. Many. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is, you know, this other teachers do this, and this is wild. Your confession is what, fake name Lucy?
So for the last 10 or 15 years, there was a department in the school that was selling pizza slices to the kids at $1. And they were using that money to pay for cable in their office.
Now, did the, I'm assuming, like, obviously the kids didn't know, and, like, the parents obviously didn't know either. They're paying for the cable fund, right?
Yeah, nobody knew. Yeah. They got away with it for so long, but that was finally shut down.
I was going to say, a buck a slice, it's got to be the premium cable package. Right. Like, you better be getting all the channels in every language possible.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how they had time to watch cable during the day.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, yeah, there is that, too. Okay. Fake name Lucy, hold on 1 second. You were in the running. Fake name Sarah, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I'll keep it kind of short. I was a pre-K teacher at the time. Now I'm a director of a school for 8 to 9 years. And when you go to pick up your child on legal documentation, you have to have certain people on your pickup form who's allowed to be there. Well, this was a family that was divorced, but they were actually getting back together, like, you know, come in together. They were living together, all this good stuff. And dad put his girlfriend on the pickup form.
Oh, no,
ma'am. So on days that mom, on days that mom wasn't picking up, him and the girlfriend, or just the girlfriend, would come pick up the child, and we weren't allowed to say anything.
Ooh.
And he made it very clear to me that it was legal documentation, and I could not tell his, you know.
Dang.
Yeah, it was very dirty, and I confronted him, and I was like, I don't feel comfortable. And he's like, well, it's legal. Can't do anything about it.
Yeah, no. I mean, like the positive fake name, sir, eventually he's going to trip up. But that would be the, I'm sure there's people
Oh, no, the kid ratted him out. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. The child was a pre-K kid. The kid said, so-and-so picked me up from school. So the mom would confront me, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I can't tell you who's allowed on that paperwork.
Yeah.
And so anyway, well, there. They actually ended up, he married his girlfriend, and they have kids together now.
Oh, look at that. Wow. And,
that
okay,
is one
so
zany situation.
Tale is all this time. Fake name Sarah Hall, 1 second, you were in the running. Let me go. Fake name Megan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I teach fifth grade right now, but at the time I taught kindergarten, and I ended up hooking up with one of my students' parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we say hooking up, how did we get to that point?
So, well, actually, it was my coworker's wedding during the summertime, and he was invited, and I was invited, and so we saw each other at the reception, and so I was like, oh, hey, how's your daughter? And so we just, you know, kind of caught up again, and he was, you know, one drink led to another, and, you know, we ended up doing the dang thing.
Yeah. Was it a one-time thing, or was it like a, you know...
Actually, we kind of went on like a couple of dates. It didn't really go like any further, but we like kind of stay in touch, like through Snapchat here and there.
Look at that! And so, did you find him attractive prior to the wedding?
So what's funny is that he joked and he was just like, you know, I'm here in teacher conferences, or I would always try and find a way to like talk to you or email you, and I was just like, oh my gosh, because like when I taught kindergarten, like I showed up at work like looking rough every day, like I'm getting down on the ground with the kids, like, you know. So I was just like, no way, like you definitely did not think I was attractive. And he was just like, oh yeah, like I definitely wanted to date you.
Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable. And thank you for being a teacher, fake name Megan Hall.
Absolutely.
1 second, you are in the running. There are more coming. If you're a teacher and you have a confession, you want to go Jingle Ball, 99338 or call. I wish we had more time to get to these, but let me go. I'll do fake name Rebecca. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So your teacher confession is what?
So my teacher confession is that all of the teachers, at least in my school, are all hooking up. We have a lot of young teachers, like, fresh out of college, and then there's, like, a lot of older married male teachers, and they're all doing it.
Wait, so...
it's like Grey's Anatomy, but the school version.
What level of school is this?
So, I teach ninth grade, so it's, like, 9 through 12.
So, and is it, like, even the single teachers and the married teachers are hooking it up?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
It's like
dang.
How do y'all keep track of who's with who? Do we have like a checkout sheet or like a bathroom pass?
Stop it. Checkout sheet.
It's not after school, but yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of people.
But do you claim dibs on somebody though? How do we not cross-pollinate, to use a science term?
Oh, God.
Cross-pollinate? Ugh.
There's definitely a decent amount of cross-pollination going on, I will say.
Okay.
I don't think...
Okay, and then are you involved in this fake name, Rebecca, or no?
I am. I'm looking up with a math teacher right now.
Really?
Okay.
Is this math teacher single or involved? Got that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That answers it.
So who made the first pass?
He did.
Really? And was it like on a Snapchat thing? No offense, math teachers. I can't imagine math teachers have game.
Why?
I'm going to be honest, bro.
They got to be incredibly smart. Always go for the nerd. They got moves.
But unless they do
the
U plus me minus closed times like that. Thing.
Okay, you took
a different level there. Can I ask, thinking back, what was their first line that they used on you?
It started on Snapchat. I think it was like a Snapchat of his face. He was like, how's your day going? And it wasn't anything smooth.
I see.
Is he like a geometry teacher's no angles? So that might be a little bit of like a thing there.
Stop it.
Listen, Faden and Rebecca, I think you're the winner. And I appreciate being a teacher. Second day update in seconds. First,
from the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
Hey, what's good Wednesday? What you got, Riley?
So the mayor of Cambridge, Maryland has been charged with 50 counts of distributing revenge porn. So Andrew Bradshaw was arrested on Monday and had his first court appearance on the charges. Now, the complaint alleges the victim contacted law enforcement in May when she saw herself in nude photographs on Reddit, which were posted not with her consent. She apparently sent them the photos to Bradshaw while they were in an intimate relationship, and now they're no longer together. And be prepared for a Christmas tree shortage this year, because apparently climate change and supply chain issues are leading to the shortage. So both natural and artificial trees are going to be in short supply, and what is available is just going to cost more. They're saying that this is going to be across the board for everybody. Between flooding and droughts, there's a lot less real trees to go around. Side note, if you see them at like Goodwill or eBay, get them. They're so much cheaper. So Montgomery County is reinstating the indoor mask mandate as of Saturday morning at 12:01 a.m. Montgomery County Council decided the mask mandate would return after 7 days of what the CDC defines as substantial transmission of COVID-19. So meanwhile, the D.C. indoor mandate will be lifted next Monday. According to the D.C. health officials, most of 80% of D.C. residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. So we took a step forward and then another step back. Coming up next hour in three things, this is coming back for Christmas for the first time since the pandemic. Details coming back.
Thanks, Riley.
You're welcome.
Especially as we are a week out from Thanksgiving, makes it even more important, I feel like, to do something like this. Asking for a friend. Second date update on your morning show. Emily, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So this is like a fairly new one. You and Nick met where?
We met on Bumble.
Okay, very nice. We matched about how long ago?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Can I ask what your opening line was? Because a lot of times on Bumble, I feel like it's just, hey.
I think I asked a question. Like,
oh, that's good.
Tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
Oh, was anything good?
I think he wrote something like, I really enjoy Taylor Swift's music.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that. That's a good one, especially the red.
Yeah.
Okay, so we matched 2 weeks ago. How long did we talk before we take it off the app?
Let's see. I would say like about a week.
Okay. And so the first date was last week.
Yeah.
What did we do?
We went bowling.
Nice.
Fun.
How was that?
Yeah.
You know, it was actually really good. You know, like sometimes bowling can be weird and awkward, but we actually had a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's okay. that meme where it's like the most awkward time in dating is the walk from bowling to back to your seat, because it is like the awkward like 5 seconds of like, where do I look? What are my hands? Okay. Mm-hmm. So did he pick you up? Did you guys do drinks or anything like that?
Yeah, we met there and then we went for drinks afterwards.
Okay. Was there a kiss?
It was like there was a hug, but okay. no kiss.
Okay, that's all right, which that's is still fine. So then when did things start to kind of cool off, so to speak?
I mean, I like reached out to say I had a good time and like we should do it again, and I really didn't hear anything. And I just kind of, you know, gave him a day or so, and then I like tried reaching out again. I didn't hear anything, and then it kind of was a little worried, but then like I honestly didn't understand what happened. So I just like tried giving him a call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I called him twice, and the second time it just like, you know, clicked and went straight to voicemail. So I felt like he, you know, saw that I was calling, but just like didn't pick it up or something. So I have no idea. I haven't heard from him since. So I have no idea what's going on, but I mean, his profile's still active on Bumble, so I have no idea.
I did want to point on your email, you mentioned that you're pretty good at reading people.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm like, I can take a hint. Like, I can, you know, I feel like I'm pretty empathetic. Like, I can, you know, I know when something's, when I need to just, like, give it up. And I can tell if someone's not interested in me or not having a good time. But I felt like we had a really good time on the date.
Sure.
I just didn't get that vibe from him.
Well, I got his number, so let me call him, and then we'll try to get him on with us and see what his side is, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one second. That'll be fine. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, calling for Nick, please.
This is Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's John calling for your morning show. I got Riley and Rose here as well.
Hey,
can I talk to you on the show real quick about something?
Sure.
Perfect.
Okay.
It's nothing bad, I promise. Appreciate you doing this. So we are doing a second date update right now, and I have Emily on the line. Emily, if you could say hello real quick.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. I thought we lost you for a second. Emily reached out to us because you guys matched on Bumble 2 weeks ago, had a first date last week bowling. She sounds like she had an amazing time. So we're just kind of sitting here, you know, a couple of days out from Thanksgiving wondering why no second date and why we're ignoring phone calls.
Wow.
That was a big inhale, dude.
Big. Goodness. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'll just go at it straight. Yeah, I mean, the date was great, and, you know, afterwards, I kind of tried to check out more of her social media, just kind of see what else she was, you know, into, and...
A little cyber-stalking?
Just seeing what's out there, what she posts, but she... One of the things that she apparently is into is her kid.
Okay, what's bad with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, she didn't tell me she had a kid. I didn't know that she had a kid going on the
date.
Wait,
Emily.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Left that part out.
I mean, I don't know. I usually don't tell people until I, like, get a sense of where I think something's going to go. Like, what's the point of telling them, you know?
Okay.
And, because some guys will judge you for that. They'll be like, oh, she has a kid. I don't want to go out with her.
If they judge you for that, they ain't the one.
But I guess I get that logic. But how do you then broach the subject then, like, if there was a date, too? Like, how many dates before we would be like, hey, and by the way?
I mean, usually it's, like, during the conversation where it's like, hey, you know, I really like you. Like, let's, you know... make this exclusive, or I'm going to get off the app or something like that. And then I'll be like, okay, that sounds good. And then, you know, but there's something I just want you to know. And I understand if you're not okay with it, but I just wanted to let you know. And then, you know, we kind of go from there. But like, I don't know. I feel like I have a right to my privacy, and I don't want to put
that
on the app.
But like, I don't mean that, but like, I obviously don't, it's not apparent, but it just seems like a huge thing to hide. Let me ask, Nick, had you have known beforehand, would that have changed anything?
I don't know that it would have changed anything, but there's a little bit of a bait and switch that Emily is kind of leaving out, because on her profile, on her Bumble profile, she says, you know, it asks you if you have kids or how you feel about kids. And her answer is once someday.
Wait, Emily.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Wait, that's important, though, because there is the option of like want someday, not for me, and or have and want more. So, Emily, I mean...
That's just what I put. You know, I just went through it and...
Yeah, no, okay, no judgment here. Let me do this. Whose side are you on with second day update? Nick or Emily? 877-995-4681 or text 99338. It's your morning show. Yep. Second date update on your morning show. You have thoughts? 877-995-4681 with Emily and Nick. Before we go to the phones, Ryan, I'm curious your thoughts. Obviously, you and Emily have been in the same boat. What do you think?
I mean, I think that she should probably run.
But I think as far as like hiding the kid, though, I think that's something probably should have.
I feel like you have to bring it up very, very soon. Like I did, you know, I was like this poster child for like single mom situation. Like there was no hiding that. There was no putting it away. So I just don't think this is going to end up well at all.
Let me go to Shelly. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
You're on whose side with this?
I'm on Nick's side in this. I mean, if you're going to hide having a kid on the first date, what else are you going to hide down the road? And why do you get to decide? And why do you get to decide when to share something or not? It's his life, too. Uncool. Yeah. Totally uncool.
I think it's also a huge bomb to drop on somebody, too. Yeah. It's like I would be afraid. If you can hide a child, why can't you hide? Shelly, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. You, too. Take care.
Carmen, you are a single mom.
Yes.
And what do you want to say on this?
So... I'm all the way Team Nick. I think it's another form of catfishing when you leave out a very important detail like that.
Yeah, it's not wrong because you are betraying yourself to have. And also, too, I just think like that's just such an odd. I don't know. I feel like you're putting the dude in the bad spot or whoever it is, where it's like how can you have the bad reaction
later?
Yeah, Carmen, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. A lot of texts on Nick's side. I want to do something real quick. You can never text 99338. Megan, can you come here for a second? So one of our old interns, Megan, who started a long time ago, is back. She's working for Clyde's now. Megan, hi.
Hello.
So you started interning back when we were the Kane Show. When was that?
2014.
Good.
Oh, wow.
God.
Long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
Not much has changed in this building, though.
No. And so I just want to ask some questions real quick because Eric has been here forever. How was Eric as a boss back in 2014?
He was great.
Don't have to lie.
No, but Megan, seriously. How was Eric?
Same as he is now? Yes.
He was great. He was awesome.
She pleads
a
fifth.
Megan's mom, Winnie, one of our favorite people ever, texts in the show. She's just the nicest lady. How is Winnie?
Oh, she's fantastic.
Okay.
She was so excited to hear that I was coming here today.
Of course. And so you're working at Clyde's. So what we got going at Clyde's that we should know about?
Yeah. So starting on November 25th, we're doing a holiday gift card promotion.
Look at that.
Every $100 you spend in gift cards, you get $20. Like bounce back card to use.
Oh, well, that's cool.
She bought crab cakes too, so that's pretty exciting.
Hey, I'd be cheating for that.
Megan, last question. What were your thoughts on me back in 2014? That's just very, very cool and easy to deal with.
For sure.
All right.
Again, you don't have to be nice.
All right, but you say Eric was a great. You say Eric was fantastic.
I worked with Eric literally every morning. I was in there like 6 a.m. Like
I was here every morning. Okay, you want to know why?
There's that high vigil.
All right, well, Megan, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Give my best to your mom. Thank you for coming and bringing the crab cakes as well. Everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment part coming. What you got?
Well, Britney Spears is hinting at a possible Oprah interview.
Plus Coldplay tickets. Hang on.
It's your morning show with John and Riley.
The show's going to be amazing. Coldplay can be at FedEx in 2022. We're going to get you in the show in a second with the board game of the day. But first, everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment part. What you got?
Yeah, it looks like Drake and Kanye have finally buried the hatchet.
Thank God.
Were seen at a Dave Chappelle show in Toronto last night. From what Dave is saying in like a clip he posted on Drake's account, it appears the show was at his house.
Wild.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's fine. There's pictures as well of Kanye and Drake and Jay Prince in front of the house. And then Kanye, he posted that picture and he used a dove emoji, which symbolizes peace. So seems like things are going good. Maybe they will actually perform together because Kanye wanted to team up to do a performance. So we'll see. So there are some people very confused about the vinyl versions of Taylor Swift's re-recorded Red album. So the album was pressed in 45 RPM instead of like the standard 33. So when people are listening to it, they're not speeding it up where it needs to be to hear it the way it's supposed to sound. So people are leaving one-star reviews saying there's a man singing.
Oh, damn.
So if you have it and you're wondering why it sounds weird, you have to change the speed setting on it. So just a heads up there. People are now leaving reviews to inform others that that's why it sounds different. So Bud Light announced the lineup for the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest, which happens like the weekend of the Super Bowl. There are going to be performances from Halsey, Machine Gun Kelly, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Green Day, Miley Cyrus, and more. Sounds like it's going to be good. And Britney has finally gotten her freedom after 13 years of being in the conservatorship. Still, obviously, she's not on good terms with her family. Sources are saying that before the ruling, her mom flew from Louisiana to Los Angeles to try to see her to make amends, and Britney was not about it. She refused to see her. But we're learning, like, some really fun things about, like, what Britney wants to do now that her conservatorship is ending. Like, one, she wants to have another baby. She posted about wanting to have another child, and maybe she'll have a girl this time. And she's, like, she also posted another video yesterday, like answering some questions. You could tell her voice sounds a little different. Like she just sound like a weight has been lifted. And in the caption, she posted about doing an interview with Oprah. She said, I might as well do a hint of my thoughts on the gram before I go and set things square on Oprah. So I don't know if that means like it's nailed down yet, or if that's just like she's in talks with
at least
Oprah
it's gonna be
people.
the real I'm gonna cut you off, Rose. At least the real questions, because it always be like, well, guys been asking my favorite color. I'm like, Brittany, we don't want your favorite color, girl. We want to know if you are okay.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Well, the question that she did, like the video I watched it this morning, and it was, now that I'm like out of my conservatorship, like what's going on? And like it just made me really happy to see her talk.
Hell yeah.
About things like, I'm so excited. If this Oprah interview happens, we of course will keep you updated, but it's gonna be good. If you're looking for something to watch, The Masked Singer's on Fox, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD are on NBC. But let's be real, there's only one thing we're all watching today. 5 whole episodes of Tiger King 2.
Yeah. Listen,
we might binge it all in one day. Who knows?
As long as there's some bangers on that, like, come on now. Remember where you were when you heard this first time? Remember that quarantine?
That was a different kind of quarantine.
I can go back to John that quarantine, but hey, buddy, it's going to be like this for about a year and a half longer. So strap
wild
in.
Ride.
Settle in.
Maybe slow down on the White Claws, Rose. Also, Red Notice, Love Hard, and Narcos in Mexico are trending on Netflix.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
If you need a podcast to listen to, there's Really Riley out today.
Yeah, so I'm trying something a little different, doing a small business spotlight, and I sat down with the owner and creator of the Scrub Bar Millen. Her bath bombs are amazing, and her insight on how to start a business is pretty incredible.
Awesome. You can check at ymsradio.com. Coldplay will be at FedEx next year. You want to go to the show? Want to see them live? We're going to do John's Board Game of the Day next. Call me right now, 877-995-4681. You beat somebody in the show, you win tickets for Coldplay. So
before we get into the Coldplay tickets, got to thank Clyde's again coming in. The crab cakes are fantastic. And the
that
crab dip
though.
I didn't even mind Eric using his hands because it's so good. They got
he
that
did
two
what?
Locations. Well, no. with the bread, because he went with the bread in there.
Yeah.
They had two locations in Maryland, 3 in Nova, that's 7 in D.C. Starting on the 25th, for every $100 buying gift cards, get $20 card to use from January to March 2022. Clyde's.com, private parties as well, but it's just really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm just going to. We don't even have plates. Let's put them in cups. Crab cake and a cup. Patent pending. New invention. You heard it here first.
Nice.
So you are welcome for that. Coldplay is going to be at FedEx next year, June 1st, 2022. You want to go to the show? We're going to do board game of the day. We spun the wheel and landed on 5 second rule. 5 second rule. I have a card. I will say something on the card. You have to give me 3 things that will fit into that before 5 seconds are up. For instance, Riley, name 3 things that are purple.
Flowers, amethyst, Bruce.
It is true. That works.
That works.
Now, Rose, yours, just know, this is the actual, I'm showing Riley the card, so no, I'm not making it up.
Okay.
Name 3 famous Johns.
God.
John Stamos, John Smith, and intern John.
Thank you. And not in that order, though, particularly, right? That's just like the... That's what the card said.
You didn't make
that's
it on
the,
there.
That's what the card said, though, for the record. It does not say famous.
I said you is because I didn't want to hear you. Oh, you forgot about me.
Well, because it would have been incorrect answer, Rose. That was
Lord have mercy on us.
Sure, sure.
All right, let me go to Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Hanging in there.
Okay, keep hanging a little bit longer. Rachel, do you understand how to play the game?
So it appears that you give a category.
Yes.
And you give three things, the things that fit in the category.
In 5 seconds or less.
Okay.
Okay.
What if I had accommodations at school?
Listen.
I'm kidding.
I have faith in you, girl. Who do you want to play against on the show?
Oh my God, your laugh is everything.
Rachel, who do you want to play against?
Intern John.
Oh, well, in that case. All right.
All right.
Here we go. I'm going to give you pass the cards to Riley. Ooh. Hold on. Hey, right, Rachel, you go first. Hold on.
Okay. Name three non-electronic toys.
Okay. It is a squishy ball, Sparkle pens and stickers.
Okay, that works. All right, good to you. Good to you. All right.
All right, name three ways to say hello.
Hi, sup, how you doing? Nailed it. Nailed it.
Konnichiwa.
No, Rachel, no, that was mine, Rachel. You can't tag on.
She was on it, though.
You just started over. I just started back in your face, Rachel. All right, so Rachel, now it's your turn.
You said what's up. I said sup.
I said okay, oh, Rachel, listen.
Get him, girl.
Are we going to fight at a Coldplay concert?
All right. Thank you. We'll fight.
Okay. Wow. I'm afraid. All right, Rachel, you got next.
All right, name three hairstyles.
Messy bun, down, and curls.
All right.
Yeah. Damn, Rachel, this isn't getting intense. Okay. All right, but to me.
Name three adjectives that describe Charlie Brown.
Describe Charlie Brown. Sad, lonely, and fearful. Bald, short, animal lover.
What?
So that's six.
Okay.
You just keep going.
You had to think what an adjective was, and I got a tip from somebody, but I appreciate that. All right, and back to you, Rachel. This is to win, Rachel.
Name three primetime or late-night talk show hosts.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jay Leno.
Woo!
Look at that, Rachel. You're going to Coldplay.
Congrats, Boo. You're so much fun.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold. Mark your calendar. You'll be there next year, okay?
I will be there next year.
Exactly. Hold on 1 second, Rachel. Got more tickets for you tomorrow. Another concert, Jingle Ball, December 14th, Capital One Arena. Doja Cat's going to be there. You can get your tickets starting just $40. All the info, ymsradio.com. This is a first. You know, every now and then we have like people bringing food and restaurants bringing food. And Clyde's today brought in some crab cakes. It was fantastic.
So good.
Did somebody steal the crab cakes?
That would
somebody...
be Mr. Eric.
Eric, will you come here for a second? No. Somebody else in the building came over and snatched some crab cakes.
Wait, are you serious?
So do we have an idea of, don't say names, but do we have an idea of who we think might have been stealing food?
I don't know, because I have been looking the other way and Hoodie's been looking down because we had eight.
Yeah, oh, there's not eight over there now.
There's only two, excuse me. Oh my God.
I didn't have one. Who
you
did
didn't
it?
Have one?
No, not yet. I was dipping in the crab dip.
So there's only dose left.
Which, like, it's not an issue. Somebody took it. It's fine. Nobody asked.
Yeah, that's the annoying thing is ask. Because I'd rather you ask and I can reject you and then you just taking it.
You can reject. Yeah, would you really reject somebody a crab cake to their face?
Yes. Knowing that you don't have one, yes. Because I know you
don't
have
one. Don't rope me into this.
But we always save the extras for the clean staff, though. That's the other thing, too.
Or I take it home to Rose and Carlos.
You want to know what that is. See, that doesn't help, Eric.
That's
see, I was setting up a nice for it, and then you said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, so Clyde's brought in crab cakes. Somebody that's legit. And the worst thing is we don't have plates. They handed it. Like, they took it with their hands.
They palmed it.
They maybe got a napkin
and had to palm it and eat it like an apple. God, radio people are the worst. We're just absolute slobs.
Savages.
So,
absolute savages when it comes to food.
Yeah, just take crab cake with your hand and just walk away and eat it. So just follow the trail. That's the simplest thing to do.
Follow the smell.
Thanks to Clyde's again bringing it in. That was it was fantastic. Apparently everybody agrees. You know?
From
hand
the
food.
City that changes the world.
What's happening?
Here's Riley with three things you need to know.
It's like somebody left out a pizza last week. I'm like, that's going to be there for a couple days.
That was so yucky.
Yeah. Now, granted, I could have thrown it away, but I know why it was there. And that was for a bit or something, or a science project. So,
yes, anyway. Science project.
Three things you need to know for your What's Good Wednesday. Riley, what you got?
So say goodbye to the Staples Center, at least in name anyway. So the iconic arena in downtown Los Angeles which has been home to the Lakers and the Clippers since 99, will officially be renamed on Christmas Day. They're going to call it the Crypto.com Arena. So Crypto.com reportedly paid more than $700 million for the 20-year naming rights. Now, they're also home to the Los Angeles Sparks, the Los Angeles Kings, and the Grammy Awards since 2000. Now, this is believed to be the largest venue naming rights deal in U.S. history.
Also home to the John Ivy Jingle Ball, which is very exciting. Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
New Year's Eve celebration is returning in person to the to Times Square for 2022. So COVID canceled the 2021 celebration. Now the crowds are coming back complete with the big crystal ball. And the New York City mayor said, we want to have a great New Year's Eve celebration in the city. We're turning the corner and we've got a lot to celebrate because New York got hit hard by the pandemic. And speaking of which, Montgomery County is reinstating the indoor mask mandate as of Saturday at 12:01 a.m. So Montgomery County Council decided the mask mandate would return after 7 days of what the CDC defines as substantial transmission of COVID-19. Meanwhile, the D.C. indoor mask mandate is going to be lifted next Monday. So took some steps forward and a couple steps back.
I mean,
okay. I'm Riley. Those are the three things you need to know.
Like I said, the mask rules in the DMV, it's just like the parking signs in D.C.
Yeah,
I have no idea,
so
no idea what goes where. Anyway, thank you, Riley.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Dr. Oz on the show next. It's your morning show on Lil Nas X. It's your honor to bring on our number one friend of the show.
Yeah.
And Dr. Oz, I'm going to make you a shirt. This is number one friend of the show. Dr. Oz, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Very well. How are you?
Dude, I have a question. I'm sorry I called you dude. I realized as I said that.
I think you've done that before.
But I don't think we ever asked you this, Oz. And I was curious about it yesterday. Why did you want to be a doctor?
Ooh.
You know, my father was a doctor, and I used to love... absolutely adore going places with them and watching patients smile when they saw them. There's nothing more fulfilling than watching someone who's in pain or scared and being able to reduce their suffering. It's actually, I think, the biggest challenge we have in America is that we've got a lot of suffering going on. We've got people physically suffering, not surprisingly, because of COVID, and then it exposed by COVID. We've got emotional suffering with people feeling atomized and lonely and anxious, and then you have spiritual sufferings going on. You know, a lot of people don't see the divine spark in each other. And I spent my life fighting to empower. I did it with my patients in the hospital. I do it with my viewers. It matters.
I love that. That's so awesome. Much.
But and let's be honest, Dr. Oz, it's pretty cool when you're on a flight. Somebody says they're a doctor in the house, and you go, yeah. And then you get to go save a life.
Yeah, well, that's happened.
Oh, I know.
A bunch of times, right? The past year.
Yeah. At least in the past 12 months.
Yeah, and so when you actually go back, and most importantly, you have tremendous fear around the event and on the behalf of participants. You get everyone calm. All of a sudden, you take away the paralyzing fear, and people start slapping into action. What's always amazed me is how some folks who don't even have medical training are unbelievably effective at chipping in. I'll give you an example. I was outside, you know, my office used to be at 30 Rockefeller Center, right in the smack middle of Manhattan, and a cab had jumped through the sidewalk and crushed this British tourist, young woman.
Oh, my
gosh. And it amputated her leg.
Oh.
So it was literally right in front of my office. I run down there. By the time I got in there, she would have died. Because when you cut off the leg, all the blood, you know, you gushes for it. This plumber took his belt off and did what plumbers do. He stopped the ooze.
Wow.
He put the belt on her leg, snapped it up, stopped the bleeding, kept her alive. When I got there, he was shaking, but he had done everything brilliantly. And he wasn't trained to save people's lives. And those are the kinds of Americans that make me proud.
Wow. That's really cool.
That's so cool.
I'm going to do a complete 180, as only we can do, Dr. Oz, because I saw a story of a doctor who said having a big butt means you're healthy.
Yeah.
Because of visceral fat. I wanted to know, is that true? And B, how big can I get it?
Well, I didn't see his quote, but I suspect what he's really trying to say is, if you've got a choice of where to have your fat, you'd much rather have it in your hips and your butt than your belly. And he's right, because belly fat is actually inside the body. It poisons the liver. It blocks the pancreas. It causes all kinds of problems like hypertension and diabetes. But fat in your butt, not going to make any other difference to your health. And that's why women would store fat there for children. Because if you had a baby and you couldn't hunt and you couldn't go foraging and you're stuck at home, you wanted to have fat stores to be able to keep you and the baby healthy until you're able to go back out again.
Oh, that makes sense. I've been gaining weight in my hip area. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I just have a dump truck, is what I've been told. So,
okay,
and then, and
kind
of, on that same note, I had an ad pop up on Instagram for male testosterone, which was very exciting. Is that something that you can even buy over the counter? Because according to this, you can buy it out of Amazon. But to me, that seems like something you can't buy over the counter.
No, they sell products that stimulate male testosterone, but you need to go to see a doctor before you take testosterone. Listen, these hormones are incredibly effective. Many, many Americans would benefit from hormone adjustments, but you can't do it on your own. You have to do it based on very meticulous blood studies, urine studies, saliva studies, and then after that, doctors analyze it all. And this is sophisticated stuff, but very well done now. And then doctors will say, okay, you need a little bit more testosterone, but you don't need this kind of estrogen. You need a little different kind of estrogen, and they sort of change things around. And so all of a sudden your libido returns, you begin to lose weight, you're mentally sharper. This is especially true for women going through menopause, but men can benefit as well.
So let's just say that maybe see if somebody thinks that their dude needs testosterone to be looked at, how would you even bring that up? It would not be offensive. Like, instead of being like, hey, I noticed your libido's gone, what would be another way you could bring it up that like would almost not directly say it's testosterone, but like they would get it checked out and find out that it is testosterone? You know what I mean? Like, how can you lead somebody to that water well?
Ask them how often they're shaving.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you have testosterone, you shave more often.
Gotcha.
But if you have shaved, now all of a sudden you don't have to shave every day, or the hair in your legs, for example, if your woman is not nearly as robust, those are signs that your testosterone levels aren't what they used to be.
That's brilliant. Because then, like that, you go get checked. Okay, I guess that's why he's Dr. Oz.
Nice.
Dr. Oz on the show this week. What do we have?
I actually got a big show. The Petito family's coming on. All four of them, the parents.
Wow.
It's a very emotional interview. They were crying before I even asked the first question, but they're searching for answers, and they're angry, angry, and concerned that somehow Brian Laundrie was able to manipulate their daughter or shame her so she did not tell them about what was going on. And this is pretty typical of narcissistic individuals, but they want people to be aware that domestic abuse is ubiquitous. It's all over the place.
Wow. That's I can't miss. The Dr. Oz Show, make sure you check your local listings. Oz, when do you serve rubber turkey?
It's rubber turkey, guys. What?
Well, you serve it at Pranksgiving, Dr. Oz.
Pranksgiving.
And when you're at Thanksgiving, you look at the moon. I want you to ask everyone, how does the moon cut its hair?
How?
Eclipse it.
Okay. Wow.
So good. Dr. Oz, you have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, my friends.
In about 30 minutes, somebody gets $1,000 right into their bank account. We do it 16 times a day. We give you the keyword. All you got to do is take the keyword, text it in. You were entered. Your next chance comes up right after 10 right here on your morning show as we get in the entertainment report. Rose, what you got for us?
So a few weeks ago, it was talked about how like Quentin Tarantino wants to auction off some Pulp Fiction NFTs.
Yeah.
Sounded like a really cool deal, but not if Miramax can help it, because the studio has now sued Quentin Tarantino over the NFTs in the court documents. Apparently, Miramax claimed they were left in the dark about the NFT auction.
Whoops.
When they did find out, they sent Quentin Tarantino a cease and desist. But then he went ahead and started promoting the auction on social media anyways. So I guess Miramax say they have no choice but to drag him to court. I feel like that's something that should have been ironed out before announcing.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. So Netflix released a list of their top shows and movies to date, like from the beginning, I guess, in both English and non-English languages. So the overall top three shows are, no surprise, Squid Game, Bridgerton, and Money Heist Part 4. So if you haven't seen any of those, check them out. And then the top three movies, also kind of not surprised, Bird Box, which was a huge one, Extraction, which was also really good, and The Irishman, which...
Oh, yeah.
Classics. Not surprising at all. Those are all really good. So Jeff Bezos, he's like uber rich, right? He attended he attended a fundraiser in LA on Saturday for the nonprofit Baby to Baby, and apparently he didn't donate enough because there was an obvious groan from the audience. So Baby to Baby provides kids living in poverty across the country with items like diapers and clothing, like things that they need. Someone who was there said everyone was waiting for him to donate something. But he didn't. And then somebody donated $1 million. And then later, Jeff donated $500,000, which is nothing to laugh. Like, that's a huge amount of money. But they were basically saying, like, if someone else can donate $1 million, Jeff Bezos, who has billions of dollars, who makes an estimated $142,000 per minute,
not bad,
based on his net worth, can donate a little more than $500,000. They can donate more than $1 million, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was so interesting. Like, he donated $500,000. Everyone's like, oh, really? Like, come on,
unless
do better.
Unless he did behind the scenes, maybe, and, like, he didn't want the...
Maybe,
yeah,
but at the same time, like, it's just kind of... Oh, yeah, it's just weird.
Give him free shipping.
Right? If you're looking for something to watch, The Masked Singer is on Fox, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD on NBC. But let's be real. There's one thing everybody's going to be watching today, and that's Tiger King 2 on Netflix, because it is out today.
Very excited.
It's going to be interesting. Also trending, Red Notice, Love Hard, and Narcos Mexico.
Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome.
If you need a podcast, listen to Really Riley's out today.
Yeah, so I have a really cool one today. So I'm starting a small business spotlight, and I interviewed the Scrub Bar of Maryland's creator, Donnie. She has got an amazing take on how, like, basically sheer stubbornness got her business through.
Awesome. Check it. Go to ymsradio.com. Yeah, morons on the way next. First, your most trending song, Jack Harlow, Lil Nas X is on. All right, here we go. Morons on your morning show. Biggest moron the last 24 hours. No death. No hurting of animals. Riley, your story.
So a woman on TikTok is being described as evil, and I kind of can't blame people for calling her that, for making her ex-boyfriend get her name tattooed on his arm and then ghosting him. She posted the video of her ex getting the tattoo while she watched. She says she wanted him back, and she told him the tattoo is the only way it would make it happen. Then she exited to the left. Wow.
That's
just horrible.
Sure, that's one way to get back. Absolutely. All right, Rose, what you got for yours?
So a bunch of women were brawling outside of a bar in Louisiana, and cops had to come and break it up. Now, one of the women decided to take some action when the cop stepped in and latched on to the cop and bit his ear off. She bit a, quote, large portion of his right ear completely off and then fled the scene. They're still looking for her. They've issued a warrant for her arrest and plan to charge her with second-degree battery once they catch her.
All right. Mine from Green Bay, Wisconsin. The Green Bay Packers, they're a football club based in Green Bay. The weird thing is they don't have an owner. It's a community-owned franchise. It's the only one in sports, and that's why they're like market 100, but they're still in Green Bay. Here's the weird thing they do, though. They sell stock for the teams. You can buy, for $300, you can buy stock in the team. They've done this 6 times throughout history. The first time in a decade was in 2011. They sold 185,000 shares. Here's the thing, though. For that money, you don't get anything. For an additional $35, you get a stock certificate, but you can't sell the stock.
Okay.
Unless the Packers decide to buy it back for 2.5 cents. So you're really...
What's the point?
Just to say you're an owner. Like, you don't get dividends. The NFL says the money can't go to salaries and bonuses, so basically it goes to improvements at the stadium. And it's also, like, as the stock, it's not regulated, so you really can't do anything aside from saying that you own... You're an owner of the Packers, but you don't get, like, a ring if you win. It's a very odd thing. Only in the Midwest. In the Midwest could you get, like, such hometown pride. Like, well, I'm going to give over $300 to say that I am an owner of the Green Bay Packers. That's morons on your morning show. If you need a podcast, say, I suggest you download ours. We've got Asking for a Friend. It's also What's Good Wednesday. It's Search Your Morning Show on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your morning show with John and Riley and Rose.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.